Well, Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome. I'm so excited to have you all here for our first meditation of 2024. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be your hostess and your facilitator today. I'm a retired telepathic animal communicator and teacher of animal and nature communication workshops and teleclasses. And for more than 25 years, I led trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. I'm an author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever, Whale Tales, and a few other books. And I'm also a co-founder of Global Tree Lovers. And we're a group that hosts or sponsors tree meditations and celebrations. And I started this monthly global water healing meditation in 2014 at the request of my orca friend Granny. And it's hard to believe it's been 10 years. And I am so grateful to the amazing people that show up every month and do this work together. I know it's making a difference, and I'm just so thankful to have you all here. So if there are any new people on today, if you haven't been to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, please check it out. It's got a lot of information about ways to heal water. It has messages from Granny, and all of the past meditations are posted there. So they're all available to you at any time. Before we start the meditation today, I want to read you a little something that I got from a friend of mine, Pratima. She led one of our water meditations earlier last year, and she's been leading some other healing meditations for the planet. And she was talking to her guides recently and asked them how to approach these global healing meditations. And so I just want to read you this short bit that she got back. So what they said was, whenever you pour love into something, you create a space in which alignment can happen, healing can happen. These meditations are for that. The formula is not important, neither the format. When you come together and hold suffering in your hands, meet it with love and prayer, then a deep relaxation occurs. Within that context, movement of the most miraculous kind can happen. Life, the universe, spirit are immensely and infinitely creative. Your minds, conditioned to linear solutions to problems, cannot begin to envisage the possibilities available for life's thriving. Pour your hearts into the world, animate and inanimate, as you see it, and know that every cell at every level is touched. Don't pit yourself against anything. Simply flow love through it all. Nature has its own way of bringing things into balance. So she got that message just about a week ago, and I was so touched by it. I thought, well, that's for us too. I mean, obviously, this is what we do here every month. And so it was really beautiful confirmation that I wanted to share with you. In addition to our regular Happy New Year, I wanted to say that after I prepared this meditation, I went and checked on the Chinese astrology, and yahoo, it's going to be the year of the dragon come February. So being a water dragon myself, I was very excited to hear that. So the meditation today, we're going to be working with water dragons, and they are magnificent beings that come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And these beings know how to create a healing field, and they are excited to work with us. Even though they live in the water, their power and healing energy is enhanced when they work together with humans. And, you know, this was in the past, this was a common practice. But these days, very few people know or work with the water dragons. And so we're going to change that today. And you'll come away with a new friend that you can work with for any kind of planetary healing. So let's begin. Just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness inside. Allow your consciousness to dive deeply. Deeper and deeper inside. You are at peace. And I call upon the water dragons. Please be with us today and assist us in our healing work. Now find yourself standing near a body of water. It may be a calm sea, a raging river, a pond, any body of water. Could be a place you know well or one you've never seen before. Most importantly, you feel at ease and safe in this environment as you gaze at the water. There is a water dragon in that water who is willing and able to help you today. It may be very large or very small. Set your intention clearly that you want to meet this being and call out mentally for that water dragon to appear. You now see it step out of the water, or maybe float on the surface, or just appear within that water. Ask this water dragon if it is willing to work with you today to be your ally in doing some healing work for the planet. Introduce yourself and find out if this being has a name and or a job, and just spend a few minutes getting to know this new friend. Your water dragon is now going to take you to a special place where we will all gather with our dragons. Step into the water and reach out to your new friend who will guide you on this journey. You can hold hands or climb onto the back of your water dragon. And then together you dive deep into the water. You have no need to breathe, and you can see perfectly as you glide effortlessly through the water. You are going deeper and deeper, and there is a feeling of peace and calm as you travel deeper into the darkness. As you continue, you see that it is getting light ahead. You're entering a beautiful blue shining area where you can stand easily on the white sand bottom. Other people are arriving with their water dragons. And you recognize members of our Global Water Healing Group as we form a circle with our dragons. Look around that circle and notice the diversity of the beings gathered, the size and colors, shapes, and energy of each. To add to this group, I would like to call upon the Deva of Water, the Devas of the Oceans, the Deva of the Lakes, the Deva of the Rivers, the Devas of Snow and Ice, I would also like to call upon the Deva of the Clouds and the Spirits of Air, the Sylphs. Be with us today and assist us in our healing work, please. The Devas are now gathered here with us. And just feel the immense power and energy of all these magnificent beings who are willing to work with us today. Devas and water dragons, we are here to ask for healing for the waters of Gaia, our world. And the distribution of water is badly out of balance. Vast areas are in drought. Great rivers are dry. Fires are destroying the land. And people are starving because the rains have not come for a long time. Other areas of the planet are getting too much water at once. And great floods are destroying the land and homes. We ask for your help in restoring balance to Gaia, bringing the perfect amount of rain or snow to nourish the soil, fill the lakes, rivers, and reservoirs. We ask this for the highest good of all beings in a gentle and healing way. And we ask that every drop of water on the planet is pristine, pure, healthy, vibrant, and full of life. Now please take a moment to ask for help in your way and for anything else our planet and water needs. Now looking into the center of our circle, a round globe, planet Earth, is appearing. We are being asked to open our hearts and send love and healing to the Earth. Keep sending love and holding the vision of perfection. This version of Gaia is now getting brighter and brighter as an immense energy field is being created by our group. This brilliant light is bathing the earth, enlivening the water and the land, and restoring their life force. It is bringing perfect balance and harmony to the planet. The waters are returning to their original pristine state. Keep sending love and healing. we focus on the globe in the middle of the circle, an energetic grid appears around it, pouring love and healing into the grid. We see it light up in perfection, again bringing further balance to Gaia. Keep pouring love and healing into the grid. Now direct your love and healing to humanity with the intent that it will open hearts and minds and enlighten people about protecting the environment, the water, and all beings on the planet. This love and healing energy will raise humanity's consciousness to a level where the good of all is the highest priority. Keep sending love and healing to humanity, holding the vision of raised consciousness. The globe in our center is now glowing and sparkling so brightly that we can barely look at it. The devas are holding the blueprint of perfection for Gaia's waters, and we are energizing that blueprint with our love. Keep sending love and healing into the planet. Now allow your love to flow to all of the beings that are present with us, the devas of water, oceans, lakes, rivers, clouds, snow, and ice, and to the water dragons. Send your love to these beings for creating such an amazing place for us to live, and for helping us restore balance and perfection to Gaia. and allow your love to flow also to all of the humans that are here in our circle. It's now time for us to leave this place. You climb onto the back of your water dragon, and we begin to move through the water. And as we travel, sparkles of light flow off the edges of your dragon. It's as if we are flowing through a sea of sparkles like bioluminescence. And these sparkles are magical, and they hold great healing energy. And this sparkling light flows in every direction, and our group is creating a huge field of sparkling, bright, healing water that is stretching out into all the oceans. We leave the oceans now and travel up rivers. All of us going into different rivers, spreading out, spreading our magical sparkles, transforming the water into its pure, original state. Some are swimming into North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and many island nations. The water dragons are leaving their imprint on all of the rivers on Earth. And from the rivers, we are traveling into lakes and creeks and ponds, again spreading our healing magical sparkles far and wide. We're all covered in sparkles ourselves. So many sparkles, we can barely make out our bodies. And now we are swimming into the polar regions, both north and south, to fill those areas and the ice with the transformative water dragon sparkles. We see the ice lighting up and that light moving into the snow and whizzing across the snow-covered land. Our sparkling light is now completely covering the polar regions in the water, in the ice, and in all of the snow. You and your water dragon move effortlessly through the water. But now, when you reach the surface, you continue to rise high above the water. A gentle breeze moves you up and over the land, where you can look down and find areas of snow and water that are up high on mountains. See how your dragon drops more sparkles of light on the snow-covered mountains and the snow-covered lowlands at this time of year. Continue to fly over areas of snow and ice and any bodies of water that still need the sparkling light of dragon magic. See it raining down upon them and transforming them to their original perfection. As you fly along, you go into the clouds and light them up with your magical sparkles. Now the sky is lit up and sparkling brightly, just as the earth below is, healing and purifying every molecule of water. Now go to a place that is special to you or that needs extra help. Let your water dragon know where to go, and when you get there, spend a few minutes sending love and healing for the restoration of perfect water. Hold the vision that this area is healthy, full of life, and in balance. You and your water dragon are now traveling again on the breeze, surveying the planet. Look at how shiny everything is. Every form of water on the planet is sparkling healthy, clean, and in balance. All the rivers and lakes you pass are full of water. The clouds are moving along, dropping just the right amount of rain on every inch of Gaia. As you travel past the poles, you see that the ice sheets are shimmering, strong, and the perfect size. The mountains are covered with healthy levels of snow. Everything is in balance, clean and vibrant, and there is peace and harmony. Hold this vision as you continue to circle the planet, marveling at its beauty and perfection. Your water dragon is now taking you back to the body of water where you met. Slowly you descend to the ground and embrace your new friend. Thank this being for taking you on this journey today, and for assisting in healing the waters of Gaia. And ask your water dragon what you can do for him or her. Your new friend has to leave now and re-enters the water. You can visit again whenever you wish by returning to this place and calling upon your dragon. You're coming back now to this reality. Coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right, we are back in our room. We have left our water dragons and come back into our bodies. So wiggle your toes and fingers and arch your back, stretch a little bit. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. So keep coming back into your body. Make sure you get fully grounded back into this reality. And thank you so much for going on this journey today, meeting your water dragon and doing some healing work for the planet. So if there's something you'd like to share, hit star 6 and tell me your name.
Hi, this is Linda in Pennsylvania. And when you said to go to, I loved your meditation, and I also loved the message that you received. But when you said to go to a body of water, and I didn't know you were going to be working with a dragon, I've just returned from Vietnam yesterday.
Wow. And
final destination was Ha Long Bay, where there's steep rocks sticking out of the water. And Ha Long means descending dragon. That's where I went to. And then you said you're working with the dragons. I went, oh, isn't that interesting?
It certainly is. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and the name the dragon gave me was the name of our guide.
Oh, that's so cute. That's
so beautiful. I love that. I love that dragon, and you know, just being, having just come from the descending Dragon Bay was really interesting.
Wow, that's fabulous, Linda. Thank you for telling us that. That's really cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there somebody else who'd like to share something?
Yes, I would like to share. Thank you for this beautiful meditation and also for the beautiful message. So I was guided by a beautiful dragon with many iridescent colors. Mm-hmm. And he came out of a beautiful tropical bay, some ocean bay somewhere, I don't know where. And later on also whales and dolphins and porpoises got involved. And all together we started healing. The earth grid, I saw this beautiful shimmering grid around the earth. And actually before you said it, I already let the healing energy continue to humanity. And then later, together with you, the healing energy went to all life everywhere on Earth and around the Earth. And then all these sparkles came, beautiful, beautiful. And also this shimmering globe inside the grid. It was blinding light. It was enormous, blinding white light with a little bit of blue. And then all these sparkles in the air, in the water, everywhere. It was beautiful. So thank you.
You're welcome. And we can, you know, any time of the day or night, we can sit and energize those sparkles and re-energize that grid and that globe because it's all in place now. So we can just continue to send love and healing energy to those things. Just
Yes.
Good. Thank you, Saskia.
I have to leave very soon. I have to go to a meeting, but
okay.
I'll be here for a few more minutes.
All right. Thanks. There's somebody
else.
Hey, Bonnie.
This is Bon. Hi. I just wanted to say that was a magnificent and Pearly Girl is actually a sea dragon, so it was so wonderful to journey with her as a huge, beautiful dragon. But the message when I asked the dragons what was the message that they had for us, and it was very clear, and it was just be that sparkle, be that shimmering light within our own bodies and beings and shine it out. So I just wanted to add that. It was special.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
To light up our own sparkles.
Yeah, light up our own sparkles and send them out, right?
Right. That was
beautiful. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Especially the dragons.
Especially the dragons. Is there somebody else?
Yes. Hi, Mary. This is Ali in Florida.
Hi, Allie.
I just wanted to thank you deeply because this was a most incredible meditation and very, very healing, very loving. The dragon that came up for me was a huge white dragon. And when we were in his name is Firi, F-I-R-I. And when we were gathering at the bottom of the ocean, I could see instead of fire, he would breathe a purple-blue light into everything. It was most magnificent. I am so touched. This was an incredible meditation, and I am glad I could be in the company of all of you. This is a beautiful community. So
yes,
thank you, Mary.
I'm glad you came. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, this is Karen from San Francisco, and please pardon my voice. I'm homesick.
Oh, Karen.
But that's actually why I'm able to be on this call this morning, because I'm not at work. And it mm-hmm. was such an incredible meditation. I am so grateful that I was able to be here for this mm-hmm. Meditation. And I knew that it was the year, it was going to be the year of the dragon, but I didn't know it was going to be the year of the water dragon.
So no, it's a wood dragon year.
Oh,
yeah.
A wood dragon.
I'm a water dragon, but this is the wood dragon year. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a water person, so I'm going to think of it as being a water dragon year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you could make it. And, you know, just lay down and take in all those healing sparkles. Keep, keep breathing it in. Keep working with your dragon to help you get better. And also, you know, I know a lot of times people do want to participate and they can't be here at the time, but all of the meditations, we have over 100 water healing meditations on the website. So they're always there for you when you've got, you know, a half hour to spend doing this kind of work. So globalwaterhealing.org. Don't forget that. It's always available.
Thank you so much for all your work.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you.
There's somebody else that wants to say anything before we wrap it up?
Hi, this is Omalai. Could I share for a moment?
Sure, absolutely.
So, I echo everyone. This was so very beautiful. I met my dragon in a white marble pool of aqua water inside a temple of the feminine divine, and that's where I can go find him again when I mm-hmm. call on the feminine divine ascended masters for help. And he was a Chinese dragon that was small, like my Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, who's 14 years old right now, and very similar in temperament, frisky and cute, and silver with colors, and his name was Quicksilver Emerald Changes.
Wow.
And we went to meet the group near Coral Reef, and as we stood around the globe, I could see this dragon and several other dragons backing out of the circle and spinning around all of us and gathering in all kinds of energy, and then layers of angelic and galactic beings as well, like petals of a flower going out to contribute to the healing. And we visited, he and I visited all the rivers of my life that I've known and touched down into all of them. And then when you suggested choosing a place, a body of water to heal, I went within and asked for the healing of my body of water within myself. And it was just very beautiful so that I could be of more service later as I heal. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was a very colorful experience.
Good. I'm so glad. That's wonderful.
And I also added in to your bodies of water, I added in springs, pools, hot springs, and sacred, you know, sacred springs, sacred sites all over the world that have water in them.
Aquifers.
And with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mary. This is very beautiful and very nourishing. Very nourishing.
Good. I'm glad you were here, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. And it will be up on the website by the end of the weekend. So, you know, you can all go back there yourself now. You know where your dragon is, and you can just get on them and go. But if you ever want to sit down and do the whole journey guided, it'll be on the website. So, yeah. Well, thank you, everyone. First meditation of 2024 is in the bag. And I want to let you know that for the next 2 months, in February and March, Linda Shea and David Rosenthal will be hosting and leading these meditations. I'm going to be out of the country and unable to call in, so I'm so grateful that they are willing to step in and keep things going as they have done for many, many years. It's just beautiful to have them part of this community and all of you as part of this community.
Mary, leaving it to amateurs for a couple months.
No, they're the best. So I'm going to unmute us. And so we can all say our chaotic goodbye, and we'll see you later.